sent him tomorrow that retired almost a year ago. But we do check our email because we get complaints almost on the daily. We have no record of one ever.
Is that email forwarded somewhere, Marla's old email? Does somebody get that, or do you have to go in and check it?
I'm going to be honest. I thought the county shut that down.
So it bounces back and says not a valid address.
Back to her, but I don't know.
I'd have to follow up with IT, but I was under the same assumption that it was no longer valid.
Well, this situation was really exacerbated by the sewer going through there. That almost eliminates the ability to take off the overhang and leave it just at the foundation, even though that would be awful close. That's a straightaway, and I could kind of see that being a viable alternative.
But they're not
with the sewer going there, you've got to have room to put it. Not only now, but later for maintenance and
so. You can't be under the asphalt.
Bottom line, if we don't have rules and regulations that we can follow that don't meet the guidelines that says why we can create a variance, then there's no point in having rules and regulations.
Right.
And as hard as it is to have a moment like tonight to sit here and know that that's a painful drive home for that lady.
And that's a painful call to the nephew.
And it's a painful call, and I hate that for her. But again, this is where it's a tough spot to be in our position, but I think that we made a fair decision in that.
Great. Cody, do we have any variances or appeals for next month yet?
I don't think so, not yet. I'd have to check with Amber, my scheduler, but not that I can think of.
I make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Give me a second.
That.
All right. Call tonight. Thank you, guys.